canceled.
Hello.
Now I can hear.
Welcome to the Love Bite.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
You're
I'm
okay, good.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm are okay you? Right now. Yes.
You're okay right now.
Yes.
Yeah. But you weren't earlier. How were you yesterday?
Yesterday, I was not okay.
Not okay. This surprises me.
I was anxious?
Yeah. Okay, so hi, I'm an Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And we have people in studio, but before we introduce them, I'm just going to give you a quick little backup, just because I'm all about public shaming. Let's do that. So Nancy and I were chit-chatting, as we do, and she decided to confess to me, after we had this fantastic scene, which I'm going to totally blog about, but I can't talk about now, this fantastic scene, which involved me, like, smacking her pussy in her clit, which was fantastic. But then I got my crop all, you know, pussy juiced, whatever. And so then on the drive home from this event where this scene, other things happened and stuff, and she decided to admit that on more than one occasion, in fact, I don't think she even knows how many times she has been known to grab her remote while she's watching Netflix and hitting her pussy in her clit with it. Which is non-consensual touching, which is not allowable under our contract. So then, you know, punishment fits the crime. So now she is under 7 days of no touching, and that includes me not touching her. The only thing that she will get touched with, occasionally she gets slapped. I did brutally reach in and check and see how wet she was yesterday. It was pretty rough. And then she will at some point get my crop, but I don't know when. So that's happening. Very exciting, isn't that?
No.
So yesterday was horrible. There was a lot of not quite touching. It was fantastic.
It was the adult version of, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching
very,
you.
Very, very adults. Very adults. I loved it. It was so fun.
It was
so
painful. Fun.
Yeah, it'll be worse.
It was like physically painful.
I know. And female blue balls.
And then right. Crying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's great. Female chastity is so much worse than male chastity because we don't have the testosterone to level out at some point. So it's worse for women. So that's fun. All right, but in studio, I just want to share that. In studio, we've got a fucking family. Like, I love it when we have, a full studio. It makes me feel like, you know, like we're the shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So with us, we have Sir to my right.
Hi.
Into the mic.
Sorry.
Thank you. And then across from him, we have Pet.
Hello.
And then next to Pet, we have Kitty.
Hi.
And
that was so timid.
Well, that's very kitty-ish. And Kitty's actually on speech restriction, which is going to make it very interesting for the show. But, you know, yeah. Pet and I have discussed this, so we'll figure this all out. This is really interesting because they actually are a 24/7. They live together, you know, because that's what 24/7 means. I'm just not making shit up. like poly DS, but family. But it's and they've got kids, and they've got. I mean, it's like the full fucking deal.
All of those challenges that you could possibly have, I think that they have experienced them on some level.
Right. So for the last few weeks, you know, we've really been kind of touching on lots of different areas of the poly world, and this is just kind of another example of it. How no two polys are the same. They're all different. They're all unique. And this, I've been saying this for a long time, that really no two relationships are the same. No 2DS relationships, no vanilla relationships, no poly relationships. And this is just another example, because not only is it kind of a unique poly relationship, which might not be that unique, I mean, as far as what people define as poly, but they have a really interesting component for the DS, which I find fascinating. And if I can just quickly outline it. So, at one point, Sir and Pet were dominant and submissive. He was her dominant. And that is not the case any longer. They are married partners, and they are equals, and they don't have that DS component. However, she still calls him daddy, and he's still very much the patriarch of the family. A Pet now has a submissive, which is Kitty. So the kind of the dynamic is that there's kind of the head of the pyramid, which is Sir, and then there's Pet, but she's still the head of Kitty's pyramid. So it's like a really interesting kind of dynamic, which I can imagine creates some stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Like what stuff?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, every now and again, we can even just tease Kitty and see, you know, what happens if I get a submissive and she brings me coffee.
Oh, that's called
that was
torturing.
A funny conversation.
Torturing a service sub.
You know, because you end up having to do things like reminder, you know, that, well, yes, that is your job, but you're doing that job because Pet has asked you to do it. It isn't your job, and I'm in no way yours. So, you know, you can get possessive as much as you like, but you don't even have a right to that.
Right.
And so that and that's a really simplistic example, but it happens a lot where, you know, we're constantly having to remember exactly where it is we fit in all of this.
So that's interesting because, may I speak to Kitty?
Yes.
Kitty, for you, obviously Ms. Pet is your dominant and you're going to listen to, how does it impact you when, let's say, Sir has a request? What goes on internally?
Well, first I have to check with Miss Pent and see if it's okay, because she's first.
She the boss.
She's the boss. But, I mean, if Sir asks me to do something, I know ahead of time that it's okay with Miss Pet, but if there's a question, that I'll go ahead and ask her. But other than that, I do it.
Okay.
There's actually something that's written in her rules about that mm-hmm. we sort of... wanted to make sure that was in place before it became an issue, that if he asks her to do something and it in any way conflicts with something I've already asked of her or instructed her to do or is against one of our rules or something, that she is to tell him, she's to explain to him, okay, well, Miss Pet already asked me to do this, or this isn't something that we're supposed to do. Because of this or whatever, she's supposed to explain it to him. Now, if what he's asking her to do that conflicts with the instruction I've already given her, if he feels that it's important enough, if it's more important than what I've asked her to do, he has the authority to tell her, do what I asked you instead. And then it becomes an issue between him and I.
Okay.
Because she's brought it to his attention. I was already told I was supposed to do this. Which should I do? And it's very possible that what he's asking her to do is more urgent, you know, because he knows what I've asked her. And he'd probably check with me, but if he couldn't, he has the ability to either tell her, go ahead and do it, or no, go ahead and do what Miss Pet asked you to do, and I'll find another way around this. So that way she's not getting in trouble because she's not getting in the middle of, who do I listen to?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you work for a mom and pop shop and one's telling you to do one thing and the other one's telling you to do another thing and you get confused.
So there's too many masters.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So we have that set up so that she can sort of figure out what she's supposed to be doing at the time, and she's not worried about getting in trouble because she's going to mess up or do something wrong.
So Domly headbutting?
Not really.
So much anymore. No.
Anymore.
Well, it was difficult at first because he's used to being in charge of the house. And so she came in and I was in charge of her, and he just falls into this natural role of wanting to be in charge also. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's mine.
Well, and that's the thing is a lot of it was also that I'm used to doing this. I do it all the time because of Pet. And so a lot of the time it was, I had to just shut up and get out of the way because Pet had to do it because, yeah, I mean, we've even had the discussion a couple of times that if I had continued to do this, that Kitty would end up becoming mine.
Yeah, I mean, usurping her is not going to benefit anybody. And then, of course, it's going to lead to resentment. And
right.
Exactly.
Bad.
And so, I mean, and you know, you were at the collaring ceremony. So, you know, when I said that, you know, you know how hard it was for me to learn to just shut the fuck up and walk away because they needed to develop their relationship. And my stepping in and telling, you know, Kitty, shut the fuck up and do it, I knew she would, but that's not going to help her and Pet at all.
Right.
But in what capacity, I mean, this is going to sound like a very broad question, but I mean, in what ways do you support the growth of their relationship aside from just, you know, shutting the fuck up respectfully and walking away?
A perfect example is right now with Kitty and her speech restriction is, you know, Pet was working on Saturday and I'm sitting there, you know, playing the PlayStation. Kitty's in the other room and I get a text from Pet saying she's on the way home. And so, you know, Kitty comes down, she sits down on the couch and I just thought, yeah, you know, Pet's on the way home. And her reaction was basically, okay. And I'm like, well, this doesn't sound like, you know, excitement that Pet's going to be coming home. She's like, well, I'm pretty sure you know what's going on. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, Pet and I do talk.
No.
And, quite
know,
often, actually.
And, you know, and so she's sitting there, you know, kind of looking like, crap. And I'm like, well, you know, what you did wasn't really the smartest move, now, was it? And she's, no. And I'm like, so, and she's like, yeah, I know. So, I mean, just being aware of what's going on between the two of them, purposefully not taking sides, because honestly, there's a lot of the time that, you know, you talk to them individually and you're sitting there and you're like, okay, well, I kind of see your point. And, you know, yeah, I could step in and start, you know, adding my own advice to things. But again, that's not my function. My function is to keep the house happy and functioning and making sure that the things that need to get done are getting done.
You're the cruise director.
A little bit, yeah. You know, but I'm not the little short kid from Love Boat.
Oh.
No. No. I don't have the clipboard.
You look much more like Captain Steubing.
Thank you.
Yes.
I liked Steubing. He was awesome. I mean, Isaac was the man, though.
You should rock the stash.
No. Goatee. No stash.
I agree.
But yeah, so, I mean, a lot of it is remembering that it's not my job to make their relationship work. It's my job to make sure that their relationship doesn't interfere with the rest of the house. And then making sure just that, you know, that the things that need to get done are getting done. And, you know, if I see one of them going in a particular direction, I might throw in a word of guidance or whatnot, but it's not, you will do this. It's, you know, if it was me, this is what I might think about. And then just kind of, you know, drop that grenade and run away.
And he and I talk about that kind of thing a lot because he has a lot more experience than I do. This is the first time where I've had a submissive under me. I mean, you know, I've been dominant for a while. I have kids, but you know, it's a little different. And so there's a lot of times where I will come to him and say, so I have this situation and this is how I'm thinking about handling it. And, you know, I'll sort of get his input on it because he's been doing it a little bit longer than I have. And that's something that we've always done since the beginning of our relationship. We communicate a lot. We always have. And that's part of the reason why we've been able to, I just like to communicate through all the shit that we've had to go through.
Yeah.
Because we communicate all the time. And I consider myself very fortunate because not a lot of...
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. I'm watching TV.
Lots of questions.
A little.
So, sir.
Yes.
Do you miss it?
Miss what? Having a submissive?
Having a submissive, being in charge of everything all the time.
Friday night when Val was talking. Yeah, I mean.
Wow, emphatically, Pet is nodding yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's, well, you were there. Let's face it, somebody talking about the cup. So a friend of ours, Val, he's got submissives that he requires to be very attentive, and you get very used to it very quickly. I mean, you know, he'd allowed, he's giving you everything you want. It's really easy to take it. You know, and you know, so one of my favorite stories of him is, which was one of his girls to go to the bathroom and forgot because, well, he'd been drinking, and so he goes
and telling
to,
a story
and telling a story
as he does,
and his girl is glass. Reasons we love the guy, but he
that in
just
the ties.
Like, you know, turns, you know, a third of the way around and puts his right arm behind him to hand, falls to the ground and shouts, and you know, waits a couple of seconds, assuming that, you know, it's been properly grasped, and she was still in the bathroom. So the cup, and you made kind of matters, and he's like, what the fuck? And so we had to explain to him that, you know, you had lost track and they weren't in trouble with him because he used to get enough of a fool of yourself, but it was a good story. So
it's a great story.
And you know, he can weather it. I mean, you know, that's probably one of the nicest stories anybody would ever tell. You know, and a lot of hate mail, and it was awesome. Well, he always would get mad at me because I didn't get any. So yeah, I mean, so I was like, well, send me some of yours. I'll read it, you know, I'll comment on it and then they'll flame you back. And you know, it's awesome. About, you know, you get used to a certain thing and then it went away. And so then, yeah, you know, you mope a little and you miss it. And, you know, we've even talked, you know, jokingly, we keep talking about, well, you know, if I get another submissive, then, you know, this, you know, we need somebody to watch the kids. So, well, we need, you know, like a third submissive. And
you need a babysitting submissive.
Yeah.
Yes. You need.
Know, well, other than the one we're using today, which, you know, when she listens to this, I have to say thank you, Piggy, for watching.
Thank you.
When
we love you.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's I miss it, but it's not really gone. Would ask us before Pet and I first started dating, she's naturally submissive to me anyway. you know, people sexual abuse, or, you know, how's your house work? And, you know, the easy fallback was, you know, it's a 50 style household without the non-consent. I mean, she's still,
yeah, pretty
you
much.
Know, it was consensual abuse, which, you know, I mean, takes the whole abuse word out of it. But, yeah, it was, you know, I mean, at the couch, we'll, you know, I'll be sitting on the couch playing PlayStation. She's in the kitchen making, this morning making breakfast, and, you know, brought me my food. Because she knew I didn't want to get up and, you know, make sure I get coffee in the morning and, you know, makes me lunch. And, you know, so I still have a lot of the same from a loving, I don't know, I guess it's, I get a lot of the same service, mm-hmm. but it's coming from a different place, but it's still on my bitch place and still from, I mean, there's a hierarchy to it. You know, I go, I work, I, you know, hate the people that I work with some days. I come home where, you know, we're, you know, so, you know, head of household still. And, but, you know, there's, you know, there'll be times it bothers me or having an argument and I can't just do that. Shut the fucking do what I tell you. Cause it's one of those, let me rephrase that. You know, honey, it really, I am not just when you say these things, because, you know, it's, you know, so, you know, it's having to relearn to communicate a little differently because yes, percentage of I am in charge and you will do what the Dom says. You know, so there's that, which is fun, but that's such a small, but it hasn't really what the relationship is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I say, you know, a lot of it is, it's still there. It's, it looks a little different. Gone anywhere. You know, we still play occasionally. You know, that was really hard for me to essentially have her go from being a submissive to a bottom. And then it's done and you go, where, you know, for play, you're saying all the nasty, fucked up shit. And you're, you know, in charge of all of the power of the scene and whatnot. You know, occasionally home and you're back to just husband, wife. And I hate to say just, but it was shifting gears.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of both. We stripped a gear or two along the way, but I think we're starting to really kind of figure out where she and I are at again. Because for a while we were both spun off and in different areas. And but we have a really, I mean, incredible, awesome ability, you know, to be able to come back, spin off every now and again and get frustrated and annoyed and pissed off, whatnot, but not hold on to it, you know. Let's not do and say, look, you know, I was an idiot. I was an asshole, whatever. I'm, you know, I screwed up and this is why stupid do that again. And I mean, and she'll come back with, you know, not the same, you know, verbiage, but a lot of the same attitude of, look, you know, this was in essence, and let's knock it off. And so, but again, yeah. Do I miss it a little because it was that without simpler. You know, but we've added Kitty and her daughter to the house. So, I mean, just doing, you know, I mean, you know, DS would have been complicated.
Right.
But we have to do everything in the most complicated way possible because, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah. Pet and I were just, you know, Pet had been gone for 8 months.
8 months.
And came back in December and Kitty moved in February.
Wow.
So Kitty.
Starting to get realigned and was like, hey, something new.
Wow. Yeah.
May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
To move into the, I think that it. Well, for, let me just say, I think it's a brave move to. Who knows what house
from Michigan,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or crazy.
And your kid, bring your kid with you into this. Is, you know what?
Mm-hmm. These crazy fucking people in California,
right?
They beat people
for fun.
And all I can think about. I mean, the degree of trust, that leap of faith that it must have taken for you to do that. And I mean,
in January.
I'm sure it was a long process, but I mean, can you walk us through what that was like?
Oh, God. Well, to find out. My aunt and I were having a dispute, and she texted me the worst way possible. Worried about me. I'm worried that, you know, they want you to leave your house. So I'm panicking because I'm not worried out. Worried about my daughter. So I was talking to Miss Pet, told her what was going on. I'm in tears. I'm freaking assistant, and I looked at like a homeless shelter. I looked at the VA with their housing. I can stay in Miss Pet said, well, you can come out here. And I'm like, okay. All right. Or I can, Michigan, risk everything, you know, lose everything to a homeless shelter. Someone steals my stuff, whatever. Or.
But the weather's not.
Pack my 5 bags and move cross country to California where I know 2 people.
The first time she and I.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, I love the weather out here. But.
And can I just say, this is the second time that we asked her to move out here.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks.
Did up not. And so this was the second time. You know, the offer's still there. That's what we told her. Mm-hmm. You know. So.
Yeah, I sat on it for. You know, you want to come out in weeks. Mm-hmm. Before I was like, okay. And Miss Pett's sitting here in my head going, you know you want to move out here. Come on. Finally, I was like.
You know she you she is tenacious.
Yes.
A little bit.
But I find, you know, like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. You know, this is the second time they've offered me this. And yeah. Our relationship has grown over the 2 years that we've been talking. So I was like, all right, let's do this. Sweet Pea, you want to go to Cali? Yeah. Got on a plane and I got here February 14th.
Ta-da!
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to me.
To expect as far as...
So what has the reality been in comparison to what you thought it would be?
Oh, wow. I had no idea what a weem is BDSM. Because
you were very limited in your experience beforehand.
Yes.
Okay.
I had an online relationship for 2 years. Shock, because I met, I think, 3 or 4 times in person. So I didn't have much experience at all. So coming here, it was kind of a shock. So I've been texting Miss Pet and Sir for 2 years now. And I'm just meeting them in person for the first time. And now she's got I was like, okay, what happens? And then my daughter being introduced to their children, environment, it go from 5 wild, crazy kids that we were living with to just 2 kids, and adjusting to a whole new environment, eye-opening. And it was rough, but she's come a long way. So adjusting has been, and I've learned a lot about myself and those that I used to talk to. From Ms. Pet. I'm very thankful that they allowed me to come out here.
Aww.
I know. Yeah, mushy moment.
Just getting missed. Very unique. Rare for us. Pet.
Yes.
So you're simultaneously maintaining 2
not crazy.
Unique relationships.
Yes.
Under the same roof. Mm-hmm. How do you not go crazy? What do you do?
Wait, crazy. It was...
Silence.
I some days I feel like I am going crazy. It was at first. It was a lot more challenging at first. It's getting a little easier because we're all falling into place. And they used to tease me and talk about how spoiled I was because I had him and I had her and you're so spoiled. Look what you've got. And
you I'm get like, everything.
Yeah. While not, right? And I would have to remind them, well, yes, but look at all of the responsibility that comes with that. I have to make you both happy, in charge of the kids, and keep pissing off the other, you know?
Right.
And as well maintain the fact that I am a mother.
First.
And I have all of this pressure keeping them happy, which is not always very easy. And, you know, maintaining, you know, the bills and all of that. That was great for me. And so I had to maintain all of that. So yeah, it was nice to get, you know, spoiled every once in a while and all of that. Well, but it was very, very challenging, especially in the beginning because Kitty was adjusting and...
Well, we all were.
We don't respect her. What I'm specifically mentioning though is the type of relationship she's used to. She's used to being with people who've been, when you... And don't treat her the way that she should be treated. So she didn't act the way that she should act when in a relationship. Trying to maintain that you are in a relationship with somebody who's not used to being treated well. And you want to treat them well. That's very challenging for you. And so, at the same time as maintaining my relationship with my husband.
You were trying to figure out what to call me.
Right. Eric.
Yeah.
It's weird. I know.
Get it off, get it off.
I wouldn't know what. It was very difficult because he would see that I was frustrated and he and I would be talking about it. And because I was frustrated to do, I'm like, well, I have to deal with this situation because this is going on with her, but it's frustrating me. And he would get frustrated. Wasn't going to be fast. And it was just, and everybody was frustrated and it was really hard to deal with at first. But as time has gone on, and I knew that it was going to be a process and things, but as time has gone on, we've all sort of learned how to deal with each other, what works better than other things. And Kitty has made a monumental amount of progress since she's been here and sees things with her attitude and her behavior and the way that she thinks about things and feels about things that has helped. She's grown up a lot. And that's made it a lot easier as well. I think we all have. We've all gained a lot of experience. Yeah.
And
all of us. And I'm really thankful for that we're at the point that we're at now.
About, you know, do I miss it? And if I can throw in, Nancy, going back to your question to me earlier, you know, you're asking, you know, what do I do? And even kind of back to your question earlier, me, and I is, you know, I mean, my job as Pet's dominant was when she had a problem, she came to me where that helped her find a solution. But a lot of the time it was like, look, I can just fix this, just do this and it's done. But there were times would be to just move in. That wasn't necessarily the way that she wanted to handle it with, between her and Kitty. Or, you know, I would just start moving in my natural instinct and solve the problem. You know, without asking, without like, look, you know, I'm going to do this. What do you think? It was just, no, you do now. You know, it was learning to stop that and fall back on communicating with Pet privately and, you know, without and asking, okay, well, where are you? What are you thinking? You know, what can I do to help you with the problem without actually solving it?
Her dominant.
Being the one who actually did it.
I was very conflicted at first with being very nurturing and finding my power, basically, because I've always been very loving and encouraging me, and I'm like, no, and I want to love people, you know. So it's really difficult for me when I meet somebody who's challenging.
Call him George.
And so
let me love you, damn it.
Right?
I will hug it and kiss it and love it forever.
Yes. Got him right now.
Okay.
Don't bring him into this.
Hey, he's here.
But we're not talking about it.
That's cute.
Now you made me lose my train of thought.
I know, but now you match your dress.
You do, actually.
Because
the flower in her hair. You were talking about how you're naturally very loving.
Right. I'm naturally very loving. So I was very conflicted because female power. When she's used to responding to male dominance. She's not used to responding to female dominance. She's used to fighting against.
Submit to a
female authority. And so she.
With good
and
reason.
And you moved 2,000 miles to decision. It might have been her bad female.
Right.
just check it.
Yeah, we still wonder sometimes what the hell she was thinking.
Right?
Might not have been her sanest.
I'm a woman and
best, but not the sanest.
Right.
Right.
I'm still thankful that she made it, but so she used to fight me a lot just because I
was
secure
about it.
Which,
of course, a lot of the
that took a toll on me because I was like, she doesn't want me. She wants somebody else. And so I was very, you know.
We're submissive, so.
Time that someone else she believed to be me, which caused its
absolutely.
Own problems.
Absolutely.
Because
she
responded to him.
Right. Well, and so that was frustrating you, for me. As she's your first task, can I, you, you're having an internal struggle yourself as well.
Yes.
I get that. I mean, you're like, am I up to, I can't do what he, can I be this person?
Yes.
And then if he's your benchmark, you're mm-hmm. like, am I going to be able to do that? I can't do that. I can't be him.
Be a sadist.
He does, because we're women and right. Women are just fucking different.
Well, then right. She's not a sadist at all.
Yeah, I'm learning how to. I'm not there yet. Like, I'm very
the dark
loving.
Side.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can hang out with
we
you some more. Right.
Prove it. Cupcakes.
Ooh. How am I going to constantly? So yeah, so I was very insecure for a while because, you know, she just didn't seem to be responding to me and it was always a struggle. And I'm like, is it always going to be like this? You know, that I see be fighting for her to, you know, have this devotion to me that I have to him and that I had, you know, and that we all wanted and said, you know, this is what we wanted to happen. And so I was very insecure about it for a while and had a hard time finding my authority, finding my power as the head and as a dominant. And at one point, there was a turning point. Everything came to an end. She did something that was the last straw for me. And I told her, I said, this is it. And I'm trying to be going to change the way you're behaving or this is going to end. And that's it. And at that point, I changed because I wasn't trying things to the loving, nurturing one anymore. I was like, okay, we're going to get down to fucking business now. And that's really when I saw happiness and rainbows take a turn. I mean, I'm not a fucking asshole, but I was no longer interested in making sure that it was all, you know, I stopped caring whether or not all the time. And I stopped caring if she was mad at me or not. Because I don't like people to be mad at me.
Yeah.
And so when I helped a lot, she was pissed at me, that made all the difference in the world.
It really does.
Yes.
It's a switch and it's a huge difference.
Yeah. And that
happens. I mean,
right. I mean, you don't want her mad at you.
Yeah, I don't want her mad at me, but if she's mad at me, there's a reason for it. Right,
exactly. But if it happens to be a byproduct of something,
right.
Don't get me started on fucking, they're going to get mad. They're going to get mad when they're disciplined. Let's be honest, when they're going through punishment or whatever. Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Sometimes passive aggressive. Just in case, tip of time.
Passive aggressive. Oh yeah, that's a rule in the house. You're not allowed to do that shit.
Right? That's it. Nope.
No,
yeah, we all try it every now and again.
Just do you
go in? Well, see. You need to see, does this work today?
Yeah, no.
I have another question for Kitty.
Okay.
Closer to the mic.
Not paying attention to you. Do you ever get jealous when Miss Pet is with Sir and she's not?
Well, one thing.
Oh, yes.
And when it happens, what do you do? How do you make that go away?
This is, I have to keep in mind at all times, is they're married. They've been together for 4 years. I just moved out here. It's been difficult for me. It's a new relationship for me because, like Miss Pet said, I always submit to males. So submitting to a female isn't in me. But I constantly have to remind myself that they're married. My place. So it's in between their relationship. And it's not right for me to get jealous. I mean, yeah, it still happens, but it's not my place.
While she was home watching.
Okay, you two, go do something. I'll stay home.
Yeah, I mean, she's been great this weekend. I mean, we were able to go out Friday and Saturday night. On what time of day the two of the kids, because that's one thing we haven't mentioned, too, is our children. Any given day of the week, depending upon. We have anywhere from 2 to 4 kids. And her son, especially,
I mean, stop procreating.
Yeah, right.
I'm done. I'm fit.
You know, he was either the old done with that, but yeah, I mean, and her son before Kitty came out here, I mean, he was in a position between just Peds and my three kids were, but now he's got this youngest, middle, or only child.
Yeah.
Right. So now at least he has a sister.
No wonder he's fucked up.
Right. But interesting. Also, a sister that's there with him constantly, and you know, sometimes it's yay, and sometimes it's but. You know, I mean, so it's been really interesting, girls and women, in the having to change parenting styles to now having, you know, one boy, one man, and a bunch of else, and you know.
Estrogen.
Yeah, you know, he feels outnumbered and whatnot, so there are times where I have to be like, Cody, come here, we're gonna go do something and enjoy it, damn it.
Manly.
Do guy stuff. You know, or no, we're not going to watch the girl movies anymore. We're throwing in G.I. Joe and you're all going to sit down and watch it.
Put that in. That's good. Do you hate people? I mean, G.I. Joe?
No, people are awesome. Really? Because, you know, who else can
Lord of the Rings?
With?
You can do that.
Lord of the Rings?
Long.
Yeah.
Wait,
Manly movie. Yes. But it's long and he has ADD.
Yeah, I was like, Brianna won't sit still though.
So sick.
Well, you know, rope and duct tape can fix that. Sorry.
Yeah, last time I did that, her dad got upset with me.
So, and can you give a sex?
Mm-hmm.
So who has sex?
With who?
And when?
And
where? And what positions?
See the easiest cameras, kid?
Graphic retail. I'm sorry.
We have video. No.
Well, we do.
You didn't make explicit.
The easiest way to, in a nutshell.
We don't want nutshells.
She wants
graphic.
Both of them.
No. Did I miss that?
I'm poly. Right, I'm polysexual. He's not.
Nice.
So I have sex with both. Right. And he just.
But there is a little crossover.
There's a little.
Okay,
recently there's been a little touching.
This doesn't require any sort of explanation.
Dang.
Fuck, people.
No, we're just going to tease you guys. Remember, sadist.
You know what? I don't have a problem hitting you.
Okay.
And I can take a punch.
I don't know why.
What about feet?
Affirmative.
We should sell tickets.
Dom throwdown.
You can only use one hand because you're stronger than me.
When we first.
Yes. Oh, wait, I don't have a reaction. I got some strong feet.
Okay.
I really want to watch this happen. We should make this happen.
Totally. It's really fighting my brother.
We were going to talk about her.
Brother.
Oh, that's okay. That's one of the things that I love. I mean, because, you know, we have other friends come over. And one of our friends, I'll just call her S for now because we haven't told her.
I think I might have seen that.
But I love when she comes over because she's a little sister. And so, you know, we'll be wrestling on the floor and beating the shit out of each other.
It's awesome. I can see that.
There will be more sex.
When I was there.
Yeah,
very possible.
Okay, so back to sex.
Sex.
God damn it.
When he and I first started dating,
and
we started getting a little more serious-ish. We weren't living together yet, but kind of.
She hadn't invaded.
We weren't officially
you
living together.
You seem so, you know, forlorn about this.
Oh, it was horrible. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Such a liar.
He's a bad one, too.
Yes, he is. He's a terrible liar, which works well for me.
Right.
Truth is easier.
So when we... Yeah, he's just lazy. That's all it is.
It works.
Yes. Works for me.
I'll work on that tomorrow.
Bedroom. We're back then, almost 4 years ago, we had discussed the option of bringing a third person into the bed. Toucher.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, I like men and women. That's my Yay. Thing. But, you know, being insecure me, I was like, but you can't. Right. And so I told him, I said, you know, I understand, or I realize that you might feel that that's unfair. I get to, you know.
You can have men. Well, that's your.
Oh, yeah.
I've had this conversation before.
Right.
If I can have women, you can have men.
Right.
Why is this unfair?
Right.
Because I don't like hairy ass.
You might feel that it's unfair.
That's
a
you
problem.
You've chosen not to take a man's ass. I will still take a woman's ass. So
right.
That goes. Hmm.
So I told him, I said, I realize
women
that
moves.
You're prettier. Fair.
I'm sorry, what?
Women are prettier.
Yes, they are.
Very
and
much
And they
so.
Smell good.
And they have boobs. Well, yes. Some boobs. Men have boobs.
Yes, but women...
No, those are...
If you're not...
Okay, back to sex.
Anyhow, I told him, I realize that you might feel that this is unfair. So, because what okay with that arrangement of me touching them and you not, then we just won't do it. Like, I will just give up on the fantasy and it's okay. Mm-hmm. So once you get in there and lines get crossed and then people are offended and hurt feelings.
And there's hurt and there's resentment.
Exactly. I'm just not going to set us up for that. Yeah. Subject to everything. So that's what we agreed on. And we did have an encounter with this one girl, but she ended up not coming back because she's allergic.
But we didn't want her.
And we have cats. So it didn't work out. But... Then it didn't happen again. There were a couple of possibles, but it never really happened.
Well, there's that one.
And Kitty coming.
Her to come back.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about her. So when we had talked about me getting a submissive extensively, because not the first time that we offered her, you know, we had talked a lot about it. And then when we offered it again and she did move out here, he and I talked to B and I told him that I was again, we communicate. And we talked extensively about what was going to happen and what, you know, the physical dynamic was a thing that had still in a place that I was not okay with him
touching other women.
You know, especially considering everything that happened, I was even more a little on edge about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I had told him, we had discussed the fact that it was possibly be okay with it, depending on who the woman ended up being was, that if we got into a place of us being comfortable enough that I might eventually very, very, but at this point I wasn't because I don't trust a whole lot of women. I'm leery about a lot of women because
they're sneaky.
Yes, they're very sneaky. And I've been screwed over by a lot of women. And so I'm very selective about who I get really close with. And, you know, that's just my insecurity. That's all it is. And, you know, if she comes here and that's a me issue. But I told him, you know, it might happen that, you know, I'm secure with it and I'm comfortable with it. Like, you know.
My towel, can you?
She's in no way, like, trying to get with you behind my back or anything. Because if that kind of thing was going on, I'd be like, no.
Sir, don't I even forgot.
Look at- Move said towel would be.
You bring one to me.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, if any of that's going on, then no.
Well, I would. But the thing is she also has to know that the delivery system.
At first, he was like, okay.
You know, cracking it on her. Because, again, it's fun.
So there have been times when we've been in the bedroom and eventually said, you know what, okay, the two of you can only play when I'm there.
Right.
And so that eventually changed. Because
yeah, that got in the way big time.
It did. It got in the way. And he didn't want to be at work all day. I can't be in the way like that. You guys need to be able to have your alone time. And so we ended up being allowed to do that. And his concern was
today
and us be, you know, playing around, and then he gets home and then we're both too tired to even, you know, do anything.
Right.
And, he was and like, I also figured out
that logistically we had 10 with, orgasms.
Right, CPS.
No, right.
I also figured out logistically with four kids in the house, there wasn't much chance that was going to happen anyway.
Right.
What, duct tape rope, remember?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they go to school and, you know, there's a TV. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was summer by the time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Bless the school year.
Right. But the line is getting wavier.
Blurrier.
Blurrier, yes. And, you know, that's just, he's been able to, you know, do some touching and some playing. You know, we're not at the sex thing yet, but.
That's new for me.
Where we are now. And I don't know if we ever will get there. I mean, well, you know, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
And I know I'm kind of cutting you off, but I want to.
No, that was pretty much that.
Okay, well, good.
I forget what I was saying.
I cut her off all the time. It pisses her off.
I hate being interrupted because then I lose my train of thought.
You know,
I do. I completely.
Obviously, we're talking about coming.
And.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, a lot of it was too, I mean, and I kind of touched on this last night when Pat and I were talking about stuff, you know, we were talking about the relationship because, you know, hang on here and, you know, what are we going to say? You know, go figure.
What are we
going to
say?
I know. Oh my God, what lies are we going to tell? But a lot of it was when we all kind of collectively, individually all hit that point where we stopped and we're talking and I'm working towards the relationship that we thought it was going to be or we wanted it to be, like, because we all had this vision. You know, 2 years ago, we start talking and we're talking individually, kind of got this idea of what I think is going to happen. And Pet's got this idea of what she's going to think is going to happen.
And Kitty's
got her idea
right.
of what she thinks is going to happen.
Three different visions.
And we're all like, indecision to be what it is. Our own little agendas and our own visions and, you know, and whatnot. And then we all kind of collectively just said, knock that shit off and let the relationship go. And it started getting a lot easier too, because then that fluidity comes in. And so, like, what, about a month ago?
About to get more.
We're all in the bedroom and we're having fun and, you know.
Wait, we're all in the bedroom having fun? What?
Yeah.
I know. God damn you. But promised arousal.
Hold on. He's about to get more graphic.
I am. I mean, you know, all right. I mean, you know, because we can say
where's
words.
The saxophone?
And of course, you know, but yeah, and so, you know, we're sitting there, we're having fun, we're playing with Kitty. I don't even remember what exactly.
I don't remember how it started.
Yeah. I don't know. But we were playing around in her thighs and she's being topped by two people. So she's getting extremely wet and Pet's commenting on it. And, you know, we're smacking, you're talking milliseconds, smacking her and what have you. And so I'm smacking her in the pussy, but that's not technically touching. I mean, you know, whole like, hands here and what have you. And so she asked me, you know, well, have you checked to see how wet her pussy was? And I'm doing rub it too. No, because we haven't talked about that before. So I'm not just going to start taking license and, well, you know, I'm smacking it. So of course I can.
Smacking her.
Yeah. And she's all, well,
it's still smacking. It's just really close smacking just on the, and then just a little bit inside. My right. cock is just smacking.
Oh, you know, so I'm saying cock is just smacking your cervix.
My cock fell inside her. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
I thought cervix needed some abusing.
Yeah,
so
I tripped.
Let
I fell.
Me
you know,
do
damn it.
It
yeah. You know. So awesome. And then I'm like, you know, kind of really. She's like, yeah, okay. So you know, and so I ended up fingering the hell out of both of them at the same time. And you know,
hi.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, she's sitting there the whole time, you know, whispering in her ear. She's like, he is really good with
his hands. I don't get invited for that slumber party.
You know, she's just, yeah. But you know, and it's, and you know, I'm just sitting there laughing because she is whispering in her ear, you know, he is really good with his hands, isn't she? Because she's been telling him her all this time. And you know, we all go like, you know, and
I told you.
Yeah. And so, you know, that happened. Yay. Because I think she was outside. We have a cigarette and. You know, I'm like, I was driving Sydney, my daughter, back to her mom's house.
You know what?
I was there that weekend. I don't know. I was somewhere later
that
weekend.
They were asleep at the time, by the way.
Yeah, no, totally. No, they were working the camera.
Oh, my God.
I could be wrong, but, you know, I hope you all just squicked. Yeah. But so later on that weekend, because that was, I want to say it was Friday night.
I don't know.
It was Friday, Saturday night. Yeah, but later on that weekend, I'm driving around and I'm thinking about what just happened and like, yeah. And what? And I was, thank you. You know, but I realized something. So I come home and Pet's sitting at the computer and I came over and I'm like, you know, I realized something that I needed to say, tell you in a moment, which like, she's like, why? I was like, cause that was a huge step for you.
Yeah,
you know,
it was.
That's, you know, unplanned, spur of the moment. But like, I mean, technically, you know, if I was following, you know, rules and protocol, I should have actually, no. Why? We didn't talk about it before we started.
Come on.
Passion, and, you know.
He knows I'm not going to say it if I don't mean it, though.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that the 4 years experience with her is if she says it and it's in the throes of, it's one of those things for me, you know, what have you. I mean, there's sometimes I can sit there and go, yeah, that's just pillow talk. But I also know when she's serious. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just, so I know she took it. It's like, wow, wait a minute. That actually did happen. It wasn't like, you know, tonight I'm going to let you do this. And blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just, it happened. And
I felt comfortable with
step. And I know there had to be a hell of a thought process going on in her head right before.
It just felt like it would have worked. And, you know, mm-hmm. with it at the time. And I paid attention afterwards, the next day, the next week, just to see if anything got awkward. Or if it got weird, that I did. And especially with when she first got here, she was responding to him a lot. And she was doing a lot of things if maybe she for him. And that bothered me. I was like, she's trying to take my job, knock it off. And so I was sort of watching for that after this, you know, to see. And
no,
I was like,
she
became a little bit more attentive to him. Or,
we've all seen that,
you know,
movie.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Something like that. And none of that happened. None of it.
Pussy tastes like.
Yes.
But it does give me the opportunity to do forced awkward, like, you know, we'll be sitting around talking and I'll remind her that, you know, yes, I do know what you're... And you get that reaction.
Kitty, you know, looks good in pink.
Yeah.
She does.
For, like, all the kids. You know, because, again, you know, most of the time I'm head of the house, I'm her husband, I'm the daddy, you know. So, in kids, except for Brianna, whose dad is still in her life and what have you. You know, my daughter, of course, I'm her dad. And, you know, and played with your pussy. It's just, I think it's really kind of interesting for Kitty sometimes that, you know, there is that reminder that, you know, yeah, I've seen you naked.
Did nothing.
And, you know, and seen Pet with her face buried in your crotch for like an hour. Yeah.
Even more hot.
Sometimes, you know,
I think this is going to get hotter.
He gets live lesbian porn. That's what he, and it's hot lesbian porn.
Oh, well, what's really fun.
I'm move my head to the side so that he can see my tongue on her clit. It's great.
Yeah, for sure.
What was really fun, and we figured this out with the fun part is because, yeah. What was also fun is choking her with the vampire glove while she's getting eaten out. And then the really fun, you're sitting there and she's felt the vampire glove on her neck. I mean, she knows there's the little pinpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And she also likes face slapping.
Oh.
So you're the thought process, you know, all the fun noises, and you're just squeezing her neck and you let go and backhand her. And then you watch cut up, wait, no, I'm this on her face of, wait a minute, I felt leather. I just got slapped in the face. He's wearing vampire gloves. Holy fuck, the mind fucking is not bleeding. Meanwhile, she's, you know, trying to come or not come or what have you from what Pet's doing. So it's just the...
Was that like when...
It's awesome.
Sensory overload.
For sure. For sure.
Awesome.
So, Kitty, what, you know, you were next to your mistress and you were being finger banged simultaneously by her husband.
She just vapor locked.
I did. Well, at first I was like,
or, you know,
it's like, it's
radio.
Fingers.
I'm like, it's radio. They can't see that.
Well, at first I'm like, okay, those aren't Miss Pet's fingers.
Like, they're three
they're
hands.
Talking, I'm like, yes. And her hands are.
Whoa.
So whoa. At first it was kind of
like us.
And I'm thinking, okay, he's doing this. Is this going to come back and slap me in the face later? Like, is she going to get upset?
That would be...
Yeah. Slap me in the face because she's mad. But Just, she calmed me down.
Good story.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is in this woman. But
I do, I've seen it. When
she's talking in my ear while this stuff is going on and calling me a dirty fucking cock slut and...
Well, filthy whore.
Oh, yeah.
You both are. We all know it.
And when she's calling me her slut, it's just like, okay, I'm good. My mind just went, do what you want. I'm good. Yeah. I'm game.
I might stress out about this tomorrow, but right now I'm good.
Yeah. Let's do this. Like, yes. Yes.
It's like, I'm no longer thinking.
I like having that control. It's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's nice.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. Intoxicating.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I think I can get used to this.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, there's definitely a rush.
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right? Best drug ever.
Right? Oh, like, no drinking in the dungeon. Fuck that. Who needs to?
Right? Right? So, do you...
Absolutely.
You okay over there, hon?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. Should we talk dirty some more?
Oh my God, you guys are...
Pot? Do you use your tongue ring a lot when you're licking her pussy?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her clit is also pierced, so mm-hmm. Well, her hood.
They don't like it.
It's fun because then you'll just... Well, she's actually scheduled to get a second hood piercing.
So that they'll be crisscrossed.
Which is going to be really fun. Be able to like walk by and breathe on it. And,
right.
You know, have a kiddie puddle on the floor.
And
take whatever definition of that you want.
I have... I have a very, very... serious mouth fetish.
I know, it's horrible.
You really want... You have such a difficult life, sir.
Right?
I know.
I have...
What's really fun is when people ask me, so what'd you do this weekend?
Like you wouldn't believe.
I know.
Like, I'm your sorry, I can't tell you. I like my job.
Right? I have an oral fixation. I'll play with... you know, and so I like to play with things with my tongue.
I know, it's horrible.
Yes. So meanwhile, she's, you know, her clit piercing and just that. It's exciting for me. I love it.
It does not
complain. Right. Well,
you know, a puddle of goo.
You know how
great.
Submissives complain about you keep hitting the same spot over and over and when she's doing that, she's...
Right. Yeah. For some spots, I have similar parts, I understand. There's some spots it's okay to hit over
and over. Right. In fact, it's preferred.
How's that?
Especially if it's done just the right rhythm.
Yes.
Just saying.
It is getting warm in here, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. No, respect for that touching thing going, Nancy.
Fuck all of you.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
Respectfully.
Well, this show's...
Don't fuck yourself.
Everybody fuck off. Right.
Yeah. Fuck you, sir.
Oh, due respect.
I mean, it's not fair.
It turned out better than I could have expected.
Yay.
For that alone. We're actually running out of time. I mean, and I hope so.
Yeah.
I know. See, I told you it goes really fast.
Yes. It does. It really does. And, you know, especially because we have a group of people that like talking.
Right.
Well, since we've seen each other all fucking week.
I know, right?
You should still come over more.
I agree.
You're coming over tomorrow, right? Because, you know, we're going to go into withdrawals.
Okay.
We are. Yes.
There's...
bring the kids. We'll beat them together.
So to recap who we have in studio, we'll give them their Twitter names as well if you're interested in following them. E-R-I-X at PetSir. That's two S's. Pets.
Yes,
sir. Pets, all one word.
Sir.
At Eric's Pet. Everybody knows that. It's P-E-T.
That's right.
And at Miss Pet's Kitty.
All one word.
All one word. I'm Insidious Muse. And over there, the puddle of painful blue ball, blue ovary
blue
goo.
Blue ovaries, yes.
It's beautiful. Service slut. And a review. Follow us on Twitter for our... @_love_bite. Like us on Facebook. It'll come up. It's us on iTunes. Somebody was saying that they had difficulty doing that, but you know.
But you know what?
I couldn't find it.
Just do a search for the Love Bite. One of the first few ones.
Okay.
Those really help us, those reviews. We like giving people what they want. I really like giving people what they want. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if somebody has a topic they're interested in discussing, we're more than happy to. I don't know what we have next week. Next week, everybody.
Yay. I don't know. I just really hope it's not blue ovaries.
It'll be more blue ovaries. That'll be for sure.
Fisting.
Okay. Maybe it'll be erotica.
See ya. Good night.